Hey, you got the morning show with Aaron and my next third interview this morning. I've got Shona from the Old School. Good morning.
Good morning, Aaron.
How are we doing this morning? Nice day out there.
It is beautiful, especially compared to yesterday when I got absolutely soaked.
Yeah, if you stepped outside at the wrong time, it really was the wrong time. So how's life at the Old School? You guys are gearing up for a film festival fairly soon. Is that taking up a lot of time?
Yeah, we've got a busy May. We've got the film festival, the opening night, screenings, red carpet event. Yeah. All happening in May.
Yeah, and what about Raglan Arts Weekend? Can people still apply or is that closed now?
Closed now, we're full.
That probably happened quite fast, did it?
Uh-huh. 42 studios, so the emerging artists and one, two, three, four group things, registrations this year.
Yeah, multiple artists.
Yeah, and the rest of them, the single artists. We've got quite a few new people this year, which is really exciting to see.
And I haven't talked to Caleb recently about the Hatch, but how's that process going?
I don't know, actually. Caleb's taking care of that, so you know space for him.
And I should actually talk to him.
Talk to Caleb.
Yeah, because the closing date for that might have been different. I don't know.
I think it's the end of May.
It'll
be on our website, though, on the Raglan Arts Weekend.
So, folks, we're talking about the Hatch, which is for emerging artists. Mm-hmm. Not just young, but emerging artists.
Oh, yeah, definitely not just young.
Yeah, yeah. I've made that mistake last year of saying young artists, but it's emerging artists.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
People can emerge at any time.
And they do. This is what I've learned from interviewing the artists. Yeah.
Yeah, we have quite a few. Yeah, one of the new group ones I was looking at today has a lady who sort of had studied art, was interested in it, took some time out to raise her family, went back to work, and then later on she rediscovered her love of art and is, in the Arts Weekend this year.
That's good. So what's the next thing happening at the Old School? We're talking on Thursday.
See, it's Thursday, so we've got movies on this weekend.
Okay.
We have got on Saturday at 5:00, the second showing of Ordinary Angels, which is a really sort of tearjerker, heartwarming story.
Is it?
Yeah.
Do we want to know if it's got a happy ending or not? Do we say that on these previews?
I'm pretty sure it does. Or at least happy, sad.
We want to what's a happy, sad ending?
You know, a satisfyingly, I don't know.
You get an emotional closure.
Yeah, kind of thing. All right. Not a complete train wreck disaster.
Well, it's called Ordinary Angels, so
we
would hope that. Who's the star of that film?
I do not know. Sorry, Aaron.
It's Hilary Swank. I knew the answer. I'll just interview myself.
Yeah. It was a trick question, huh?
Yeah, well, it turned out. Yeah, yeah. So I was just trying to give people something to sort of...
I'm actually really bad at knowing actors and actresses.
That's not your thing.
No, it isn't. I prefer to just be immersed in the experience of the movie and try and worry about who it is.
That's a good point. Yeah. So anyway, we're talking about Saturday the 4th for movies. There's another one that day as well.
Yep, after that there's a second showing of the Julian Assange movie, The Trustfall.
Second or third? I thought it was shown twice the previous time. Doesn't matter, actually.
Yes, it is the third, isn't it? Because we put an extra one on the first weekend, the third showing.
Completely irrelevant piece of information, of course. The main thing is it's this Saturday at 7:30. Mm-hmm. And if it's full again, will you show it again?
Yeah, I don't think it will be, though. I think we've still got tickets at the moment. So
you've probably satisfied the demand for it.
Yeah, well, hopefully we've not quite satisfied the demand and there's still people out there who'd like to find out more about this. There's lots of important issues there.
Yeah. I was lucky enough to get an interview with the director, which surprised me. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he realised how little Raglan was. He probably thought because he'd heard of Raglan, because everyone's heard of Raglan, that it would be a big centre. But he did the interview anyway, which was very nice of him. So an interesting experience. Like, he didn't set out to make a documentary feature film.
Mm-hmm.
He just set out to make a YouTube video.
Oh.
And it just gradually grew. And then
it was crowdfunded, wasn't it?
Yeah, and like people got into he met Julian's father, and that got him a bit more publicity around the place. And then Julian's wife got in touch and introduced him to all sorts of people. And from they started the crowdfund. And there was obviously the time was right.
Mm-hmm.
For that to come out. Yeah. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I think there's still a lot of interest. I think there's still a lot of interest in our community. There's still people who haven't seen it. So, this is your chance.
Yeah, so let your friends know because they might be looking for that one and it's this Saturday. What else have we got in the way of movies?
Then on Sunday, we've got two movies again.
Yeah.
We've got 6 Inches of Soil, which is a documentary about regeneration.
regenerative soil, farming. Yeah, we did have a talk about this yesterday because it's part of the compost week.
It's linked with that whole organic week. In fact, I think there is.
Yeah, well, they're focusing on compost. No, it's compost, International Compost Awareness Week, Shona.
I've seen the ads in the Chronicle. I love it.
Yeah, you didn't know that was a thing until this year, but apparently it's been going for quite a while. But, yeah, and compost is very important to Raglan.
It is important.
I feel. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it feels like it's a strange thing to say, but it's actually true.
Well, it should be anyway. I've had some conversations with Tanya at work about why people aren't more excited about compost before, so hopefully this is them getting excited.
Yeah, yeah, well, maybe. Well, they go and watch the film and they'll get excited.
Yeah.
And the other film that's playing on Sunday.
Oh, actually, this is one's first, actually. I've gotten the wrong way round.
Yes.
Six Sense of Soil is a 7 o'clock showing. Yeah. And before that, at 4:30, there's One Life, which is Anthony Hopkins' movie. He's the real draw, I think, actually.
Yeah, we don't really need to say anything about it, except Anthony Hopkins, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's apparently an amazing performance, as we'd expect.
Is the inspiring true story of Sir Nicky Winton? I don't know who that is.
No, nobody does, but apparently he was did a lot of good work rescuing Jewish people.
Okay, there we go. Mm-hmm. So that's four movies this weekend.
Yep, four movies.
Plenty to choose from. And there won't be movies the weekend after, but then 2 weeks' time there'll be more, won't there?
Yeah, the 18th and 19th will be the next.
Yeah,
weekend,
and some of those will replay. Let's not get into the details, but...
More trick questions.
Yeah. That's what I'm worried about. So what else we've got? When's the next market? Creative Market? In a week's time? I reckon it's in a week's time.
Yeah, it will be, because it's the second one, isn't it?
Yeah, second
of the weekend. We'll have Live and Local, which is,
that weekend as well.
Which is the May Music Month special.
Oh, yeah, New Zealand Music Month. So when you're supporting your local artists in the way that Live and Local does, what can you possibly do for New Zealand Music Month?
Well, they have more music. We also, we've had all kinds of things, comedy and poetry and dance, and this is music.
Yeah. So who's organising the Live and Local now?
Penny is still taking care of this last one of this series.
Yeah.
And then we're looking at options and trying to see who'll be able to help with Live and Local ongoing.
Because that's been a real success. Like, it was something that was tried at the end of COVID. Mm-hmm. It's kind of kept going. And I turned up a little bit late last time and I couldn't get in.
Yeah. The doors were often, they're usually locked.
The doors were locked.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, what the heck?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So Roger better get on and get some funding for the extra set of stairs.
Yeah, so we can fit a few more people in, that's right.
Yeah, fire regulations, folks, means they can only have 50 people in that upstairs space at the moment. How was the seating? Were you there?
No, I wasn't, but apparently it was very good. I checked it, there's 37 seats. I think you asked last time how many.
Oh, okay.
37, and there's a bit of room to put out more chairs if needed, or if people would prefer that.
So there's some roll-out seats.
Mm-hmm.
What about the lift? Flash. How's the construction of the lift going?
The lift should be going in next week.
Okay.
We had a little delay, which wasn't on our side, it was on their side. They had a previous job that ran on, they couldn't, and then we had too many bookings this week. So, yeah, hopefully it'll go in next week and we'll be all sorted there.
Okay. Yeah, and then, well, it won't be finished because there's the other fire escape to make.
I'm not sure it'll ever be finished. Toilets as well. That's the next goal, is we'd really like a toilet.
Oh, in that building.
Yeah, a little bit closer, because at the moment you have to go through the kitchen and through the art studio to get to that one, or we have to open up the front of the building.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah.
All right. Well, we'll worry about that later. We'll leave that to Roger to sort out. That seems to be his.
I think I told you before, Aaron, we are still looking for a little bit more money to finish off the lift project.
Yes, yeah.
So we are selling our engraved bricks again.
Yep.
We've already got quite a few outside the clay shed, if you know that entrance, and they look fabulous. We've got all kinds of things. We've got Words of Wisdom. We've got family names, pets, grandchildren.
So people can get some words engraved in the brick. Is that, there's a limit, I guess, the brick's a certain size?
Two lines, I think, of up to 16 characters, which includes spaces.
Okay.
Yeah, and we can also put business logos and so on. You just need to contact us for a bit more information about that.
Okay, so...
Radland Medical have got a beautiful logo on theirs.
Yeah, so if you want to support finishing up the project...
Yeah, well, having an accessible lift is really important, eh? It means at the moment there are, you know, people in our community who can't access that space and everything that we offer up there. And we really want to make that right and make it accessible
to
everyone.
Yeah, and it's also compulsory too, I think. You wouldn't have got consent without it. So.
Yeah, probably. But,
if you never did it, eventually...
Let's just go for the warm fuzzies, Aaron.
Yeah. I was just thinking what the council must be waiting, like looking at their calendar going, it's been 10 years or something. I don't know. How long ago did it start?
No, it hasn't. It opened, the Clay Shed opened in 2019, and the Fry Tappery wasn't open till a bit after that. And then COVID came along, so actually it wasn't.
Yeah. But I was just thinking, like, the idea was probably initiated about 10 years ago, I imagine.
About that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you been involved with the old school that long? You haven't been involved that long.
Well, I moved here in 2015, and when I first started going to the Clay Shed, I can remember being shown plans for the... And fundraising happening in 2015 for that project, but it didn't actually start for a little bit longer.
Yeah, it's a good effort. I haven't got a list in front of me, so I'm making this up as we go along, which is why I keep getting diverted into side issues.
Okay, local, the market.
The market, we talked about that. That's in 2 weeks' time, yeah. And the film festival.
A bit
more details about the film festival, when it is and all that.
Opening night's on Thursday the 16th of May.
Yeah.
And we're showing a feature film, which is Dame Valerie Adams' More Than Gold.
Yeah.
A New Zealand film, obviously.
Yes, yes.
And a short as well, an 8-minute short, Spike the Surfing Dog, just to get into the surfing.
Okay, yes, side. Of course, there's got to be a bit of surfing.
And those are $10 tickets, which is pretty fantastic opportunity, just sales on the door.
Yep.
And then after that, through the rest of the weekend, there'll be screenings of our RAFA award nominee films, the films that the community have made.
And telling us 40 or so of those?
I think there's not quite that many in the end that actually got finished, and I can't remember the exact number.
Oh, okay.
Actually, but they've got two showings.
There's still a heck of a lot. It's remarkable to come out of such a small community. Yeah.
Two groups, so both about an hour.
Yes.
To see them, and then they're showing sort of alternately, if you see what I mean. So group one, then group. The details are all on our website.
Yeah. So Raglan Movies or the old school website?
Raglan Film Festival.
Oh, it has its own site.
Yeah, it does have its own site. Yeah, okay. Raglan Film Festival. I think it's .co.nz, but it might just be .nz.
If people Google Raglan Film Festival, they'll be all right.
And there's a link through from our website as well, so you can always look at that.
Is there a cost to see those sessions of the local films?
No, this is just co-high entry.
Co-high entry, okay, all right.
Yeah.
And that's playing that same weekend?
That same weekend, and then on Wednesday the 22nd, we've got them both showing again for anybody who's busy over the weekend.
Yes.
And then on the 25th is our red carpet evening, which is really exciting.
So that's here in the town hall?
Uh-huh, it sure is. It's Raglan red carpet, Raglan style.
Is there a red carpet? I haven't been to it in the town hall.
There
red carpet.
Certainly is a red carpet.
I remember I used to be involved, and I remember when we bought the red carpet. I'm visualising it going down the steps out onto the street here, but that's what it does.
It does, and it's been used. It gets used elsewhere around town as well. We lend it to the school for their balls, and Freedom to Fly have used it for some of their shows. So
who knew that would
it's
be
a useful red carpet?
Yeah, who knew it would be a community resource when we got it.
So it starts at 5:30 with a arrive on the red carpet in your glamour and glitz.
Yes.
And with a complimentary drink, and then there's a 3-course meal provided by Kaiwaka Catering, and we'll show some excerpts, not the whole films because that would take too long, but trailers, the equivalent of trailers for all the films, and the awards will be presented.
Okay, and there's three sections, aren't there, like the age group sections?
Tamariki, Rangatahi, there's one for professionals and one for non-professionals.
Oh, okay.
So in the adult section.
Yeah.
Or in the open section, I should say, because it's not necessarily adults. But
I'm curious now what the definition of a professional is, but we probably don't need to.
I'm pretty sure if you look at our website, you'll be able to find that out.
Yeah, it's too late anyway, because all the films are in and it's ready to go.
Yeah.
So, and people can get tickets at the Google Raglan Film Festival?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Anything else we want to talk about? The Kids Clay classes, they booked out already for this term?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, I'll take that poster down.
And the Justine's little workshop on Saturday is also booked out.
That's the Clay Curious one.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a Clay class series starting later in the month as well, isn't there?
Booked out.
Booked out. Okay.
Raglan is loving Clay.
I'll take all those posters off then. That's just a never-ending source of people wanting to do Clay.
Ah, well, we're really proud of it. You know, how many people have had that opportunity?
Yeah, it just keeps on going. It's really interesting.
So with that, and then towards the end of the month, the next part of the writers' program, Rangaroa Writers' World, will start up again.
I'm getting interviews booked for that already.
Yeah, because we've got a writers' weekend coming up at the beginning of June. It's just lots of stuff happening there.
Yeah, I think I'm talking to somebody next week.
Yeah, we want to get word out about that.
So what is that?
Well, it's a 2-day Writers Weekend with workshops and talks and social opportunities. And yeah. All the details are on our website under Community Creative Raglan Events, Fangaroa Raglan Writers World.
Okay.
You can download the brochure and have a look at the bios of the people who are presenting. And,
yeah, there's three writers who are coming to present who've got a bit of a nice history of work. And that's all I can say because I can't remember any of the details that I saw. But that's enough for now. We've kind of run out of time. We should mention there's a gig coming up, not just live and local on the 10th, but the day before. Mike Harding, the Ekatahuna Kid. What do we know about this?
He is, for 40 years, he's been collecting Kiwi popular music and folk music. So of all sorts, whether it's, all genres, but popular, what's part of our culture.
Okay, and he's playing those songs.
Yeah, playing a selection of that, yeah.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. So he's like not quite a musical anthropologist, maybe he is, I don't know.
Well, I'm just... This is what I've been told.
Those words just popped into my head. We're not going to run with them. We're not going to use them again even. Maybe I should have a chat with him next week if I can fit him in.
Yeah, good idea. Find out.
Yeah, yeah. All right, Shona, thank you for coming in.
Thanks, Anne.
And we'll see you again in a couple of weeks.
Yep. Bye now.
All right, folks, time for the show to be wrapped up. I can do that now. And I'll see you all again tomorrow morning.